6-7 weeks to study the roster a little bit. What are your impressions of the team when you're here, particularly on offense, where they just didn't score a lot?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of the process here is studying that offense, defense, special teams. And so my side of the ball being on offense, coming from that side, being able to see what we have there is fun. And so, yeah, there's some needs, but that's with every team in the NFL right now. So, you know, Ryan and I have, and the coaching staff have gone through it, and we've created a plan for it. And you see that there's a strong nucleus there. And now it's just a matter of just finding some pieces and going with our plan. Well, what you see with Mitch is kind of what I already knew is he's a, first of all, the person is you see it on tape from what he did in regards to his interview last year at this combine. And so you can see that in the style of play. You see him go out there and he goes in and he plays hard. You know, he makes some really special throws. And he's learning the tempo and the speed of the game. So for him, just understanding, getting in and out of the huddle, being able to get up to the line of scrimmage and then make a play. There's a lot to that process. And so as you can see the growth of him as he develops throughout the year, that he's improving and getting better and better. And for somebody like myself and our staff that comes in, that's really fun.
What sold you on that? How did you pick up on that when you were assessing the situation?
Well, during the season, obviously, you don't know that. You're so focused on your team, and for me, with dealing with the playoffs and getting into that. But as it goes on, you kind of see where they're at and the direction, and then you start talking to Ryan, and you start talking to management as to where they want to be and what they're looking for. And like I told you earlier a few months ago, it was a perfect match, and it was just knowing that they're going to give me, the coaching staff, and everybody else that comes into that building an opportunity to succeed as best as they can. That's what you look for as a first year head coach. And so knowing that the direction they're going to give you the resources to try to make that happen was what I was looking for. Communication, without a doubt, unbelievable communication, zero ego, which is when you get into the interview process, you say that and you want to believe it. But now that I've been almost, 2 months into this thing, it's real. And so he makes it easy for me because there might be some things that we disagree slightly on here or there, which is normal. But at the same time, we both respect each other. And honestly, there hasn't been too many disagreements. It's been more togetherness. And his communication is really second to none. And I appreciate that. And it's reciprocated from me to him. And when you have that, you get that partnership and that relationship, which is what we looked for in that interview. Well, it's important for me to, number one, understand that I'm not just on offense this year. You know, this is the whole phase. So all 60 interviews instead of 30, number one. But that I've always I'm a football junkie, and I just appreciate the game and the different positions that go about it. So I'm not just an offensive guy. And so being able to – I'm intrigued to go into the defensive side and the special team side and be a part of that. So I look forward to that. Yeah, we have a good idea. Again, the obvious answer to that is that we're going to continue to do some of the things that we did in Kansas City, but we're also going to grow. And so we're going to create our own identity. It's going to be Chicago Bear football, and that's it. So I've been fortunate enough to have a great staff throughout offense, defense, special teams. And offensively, you know, we're getting in there, and these guys on staff are coming from the ground up. They don't know anything, so we got to start back like they're rookies again, and they are. So we'll create our own identity, and they're going to have their ideas. I'm going to be open to all that, and that's what really you look forward to then when you get into the phase one.
Man, when you start working with talking to some of the wide receivers that you meet here and start watching, what are some of the things you're hoping to learn about them and what you look for in that position?
I like looking for guys that are just natural receivers, guys that know how to play football. It's easy to get caught up in some of the other stuff, but at the same time, that's why we're here, you know, and that can maybe move a guy because of a 40 time. It might move the guy because of another test that he has. But for me, it's nice to be able to be in the interview process, get to see how they are as people, what's their intel. You know, how well do they reciprocate what you talk about? How do they recite what you say? And then you kind of get an evaluation of that. Again, I'll tell you, last year at this time, we had Mitchell. And again, he was quiet and introverted and scripted. Then we were fortunate enough to get him for 6-7 hours afterwards, and we got to see the real Mitchell. So you got to be careful as to how much stock you put into these interviews.
How much can you lean on some of the assistant coaches you have who have been college coaches recently, or probably some of these guys in some cases coached them?
Yeah, a lot of stock. And so you get these guys specifically on offense with Mark Helfrich and Harry Heaston. You got two guys that know the college world. And so for me, I'm crazy if I don't use their knowledge. And so there's going to be times where I'm elbowing them and asking them a little for some hints here or there on these guys. And again, with a guy like Charles London, our running backs coach, here's a guy who again, was at Penn State with Coach O'Brien. And so he's been in that college world. So for me, I'm going to use them as resources, take everything that they say seriously. And that's a benefit that we have on our staff. Well, number one, size-wise, you see that and you say, okay, they're pretty similar, right? And then you have the speed, the shiftiness, the moves, everything that they do. They're similar in the fact that you can move them around and do different things. As you see on tape, the one thing, if you go back and look at simple numbers, you're going to see that Cohen can run the ball a little bit more from the backfield. Not that Tyreek can't, but so they're different. So I don't think it's fair to compare them. But I do understand why people compare them. And for me, I'm very excited to be able to coach both of them and look forward to working with Cohen.
Now, you guys have moved on from a bunch of veterans,
Not necessarily. I think, again, it's part of the process for us, for Ryan and myself and the coaching staff to just formulate, okay, what's the direction that we want to go and how do we want to do this? And so for us, it just so happens to be a few guys that are, you know, higher in age but it has nothing to do with that direction per se. We're going to keep going through this process. There's going to be some ups and downs throughout that, but nothing specific. Really just a good feel for to see how our coaching staff evaluates, you know, the communication process of for some of our guys, it's their first time here. So they get to see how it goes, watching these guys down on the field and seeing what these guys do. And then for me, just big picture again, I keep going back to it, but just, again, the whole process, not just the offensive side, but understanding everything. I think what you can see is just some of the trust in his throws. You know, he has a strong arm, so we all know that. But being able to trust it, and what happens naturally is the game slows down for you the more and more experience you get. So that's a benefit that he has going into this next year with us getting him, is that he has game experience. You know, he's not somebody that's coming from the classroom. And so just trusting every throw that he makes, you could see from where he started to where he finished, that was a big growth right there. Well, I mean, again, that's hard to say. As far as comparing, I don't want to do that to last year's offense. And, you know, they had their style. Everybody has their own style of how they go about running their offense, and that's to each their own. And so the last thing I'm going to do is compare our offense this year, what we'll do to them. But what I will say is that I'm looking forward to fitting his strengths into our offense to make it work. Excuse me?
How much better can you get free agency?
Well, it's important. Free agency is important because there's parts that you can fill. There's holes that you can fill. You don't want to live and die through free agency. You know, you're here at the combine for a reason, to be able to draft players and develop guys. And so there's that balance of drafting guys, developing them, but also finding pieces of in the free agency that fit what you're looking to do, not only as the player, but as the person too. Well, the first thing you notice is, and I was reminded of this by Coach Reed and Coach Chile when this process first started, is when you get into the office and you put a couple things on your desk what to get done, that's not getting done until 6 o'clock at night. So there's a lot more to-dos as you go. So for me, it's just trying to balance my time management, and which is easy. That part's not hard, and it's actually fun. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
So obviously, Doug and I coached together in Kansas City, and the things that they did. Now, we started our deal in Philadelphia with Coach Reed. Coach Reed had the West Coast offense going strong, and so what we've done is we've kind of tailored to some of the college stuff that's come out and to way that these players are playing, and so. Offensively, it was fun for us. It was refreshing, and we just started to grow. So as Doug goes to Philadelphia and he has other coaches that come from different worlds, they're gonna talk through what works and what they like. And so you saw with Philadelphia, they had a lot of success this year. They had fun with it, talking to the guys, and that's what we're gonna do. And we're gonna put our own little spin on it and see how our guys fit. But again, I don't know that exact answer until we get into the different OTAs. Yeah. I like it.
Coach, what's your evaluation of Adam Shane and Kevin White?
Yeah, they're different in regards to age, obviously, and their situation. So with Adam last year coming into the situation, again, a guy that's a little bit raw coming from a smaller school, but has a lot of talent. And I don't like to use the word potential, but he has talent. And so for us, it's going to be really neat to be able to try to fit him into our scheme and see where he fits. So it'll be, Coach Kevin Gilbride will do a good job at getting him, teaching him the offense when those guys get in here and having him understand what we like to do within the offense. And so we're excited about him. And then in regards to Kevin, again, Kevin is a guy that you see, he hasn't had a lot of games played in these last few years, and we understand that. But for me, that's a challenge as a head coach. You love to see those type of situations, and you don't make any promises that anything's going to happen, but you see a kid like that, you know kind of his road and where he's at, and I look at that as a personal challenge to try to get him to a place where we want to get him. Yeah, so that's a unique situation with Brad. So, and that was something that kind of came on late. It was a situation where we're kind of using it as a ramp up period for me, and for our team is you get to a situation as a head coach where you're pulled in different directions. Well, one of the things that you run into is there's no one else on our staff that knows really our offense. And so again, like I told you earlier, they're learning this offense. Well, for Coach Chile to come in here and be able to be in that room. And if I step out, for him to be able to come on in and just keep that thing going, that's invaluable. And so it just made too much sense. And here's a guy with all the experience that he has. He can help me out as well as things that I can look forward to, look to in regards to being a head coach and try to stay one step ahead. So that part's been great. I'm really excited about that. Right. So, number one, we can't talk to the players right now, so it's hard to be able to say, hey, listen, here's the deal. But what I like about him is that he's excited for the process and what's going on. But at the same time, the message that we're going to send loud and clear to our guys is let's take this step by step. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's understand the process, and let's do it through our actions, not through our words. And he gets that. So I appreciate his candidness. I appreciate his want to be great. He's excited. You can't fault the kid, but let's just understand where we're at and that. So, and then as a player for Jordan, you get to see it. It's interesting because you watch him on tape and you see his style of play and it's unique, but it's a good unique, So he's a tough runner that has some, he has a style where he's able to be elusive for his size, but yet he can still make that first down run on fourth and one or short yardage. And so it's intriguing for us as a staff when we watch tape to see him, to be able to see how we can fit his style of play into our offense. And I think it feels right.
Well, two more here, guys.
Backup quarterback, Ryan told us that Glennon's going to be released. Does Mitch still need a veteran in that room? How do you want to attack that?
Well, it's a good question. That part of the process for us right now is we're in the middle of it. So we're evaluating, okay, which direction do we want to go? We've gone the route of having a more experienced guy, veteran type backup there. We've also gone the route of having a younger guy that's there, a developmental guy. So we just have to see how this whole thing plays out here in the next few weeks and months. But Ryan and I, again, part of the communication process, we have a direction, we have a way that we think we're going to go, but we're going to keep that between us.
What sense did you get from Mitch, watching his games
his ability to understand when to throw the ball away, take sacks early in his starts versus toward the end of the year?
Well, it improved, and again, that's natural that's going to happen, and that's situational football. And so that's something that we're going to really, really harp on is being able to understand when to throw the ball away, when to not take a sack to get out of field goal range or et cetera. So he'll learn that, and we just have so much to get into here. Once those guys get here, there's a lot to start with, and that'll be down the road. But it's not far away, and so for us as a staff, we're juiced up for the guys to get in here and put all that other stuff aside and just start coaching football.